Hi, this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is DJ Judy Ism.
Judy Ism. How do you spell that?
J-U-D-Y I-S-M.
That's genius.
I know. I didn't come up with it on
my
own.
I'm so happy. You were watching the new Will and Grace, right? That's where it came from?
Yes.
That's so funny. Oh, wow. Emergency.
That's a loud emergency.
There's always sirens here.
I feel like these are extra sensitive today. Like, every...
Well, they cleaned the studio recently.
You can hear the particles of air going down my throat.
Maybe that means you need to, sit a little bit back from the microphone.
True.
Yeah. For the listeners here, we're just discussing the inner workings of the studio.
Usually I'm like right up against it. Yeah. It's like you can barely hear me. But now I think I'm good.
I think you're good.
I'm great.
Yeah.
All is well here. I was late and Priyanka... Nate let me in.
Nate,
the previous
of Fast and Loose
DJ.
I hope you enjoy. If you were tuned in, his show is always so much fun. And he waited and let Miranda in downstairs while I was doing really important duty of playing the first song.
Yes, which was?
Oh, that was another Bath song, because I love that album. And this one was called Out, and it's really fun, and I just think it's a beautiful song. So you all should listen to that album. It's very good.
What's the theme of today?
Oh, the theme? I don't know. I've been really like, I mean, I'm always listening to music, obviously, and like always loving music. But
that's true.
In the past couple weeks, like I've really been relying on it to like get me through some like hard, you know, it's almost finals, like it's winter, like things are getting a little bit stressful. And so I've been relying on music to like help me feel like stable.
Yeah.
And
sure.
So that's why this theme is everything you need, because sometimes I just feel like music gives me everything I need.
Oh my God. Poetic.
Yeah. And so it's just songs that I've been loving lately, and that's one of them. And I thought we could talk about different songs that we've been loving lately, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so. I have a playlist called Songs I Like 11/25. Like 11, because it was...
As in you made it 5 days ago.
As in I made it. Let me see exactly what it is. It's Songs I Like... La la la, 11/21.
Oh, 9 days ago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What's on it?
Échame la culpa by Demi Lovato and Luis Fonsi.
Oh, why haven't we played Demi yet this semester?
IDK.
I think it needs to be the next thing we play
now. I agree.
Right here, right now.
Also, Moses Sumney, another Moses Sumney song.
Yeah, we should.
Worth It.
Let's play Worth It. Okay. Because I hadn't listened to his previous stuff before. Like, I played his something from his new album, but I didn't go down into the deep cuts, and they're beautiful.
They're amazing. And then also Pineapple Skies by Miguel.
Ooh, Miguel. Okay, we're gonna play those.
Those are the three.
Yeah.
How was your week? How was my week? How was your week?
How was my week?
Do you need me to answer? I feel like you're busy right now.
Yeah. You like talk about your break.
Oh, break was so good. I got to go home, be with my family, and you know, I ate chicken instead of turkey.
Whoa.
So we like really were like rebelling.
You know what we did is we ate both chicken and turkey, but we didn't finish the turkey.
Like, wait, that's exactly what happened to mine.
No.
My mom also made turkey.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
I don't like turkey.
That's the thing. My mom is like, every year there's turkey left over. I wonder why. And I was like, because turkey like isn't good.
It's not.
It's not good.
It's not. It tastes like bacteria.
That's the real secret of Thanksgiving. Like, turkey's just not good. It's everyone knows, and I just realized.
No,
the thing is, I always put, like, the gravy is so good, you know?
Yes.
And, like, turkey on, like, gravy. The scale of Thanksgiving foods, like, gravy is one of the best.
Turkey's, oh, that's
so,
your opinion.
The thing is, like, well, like, gravy and stuffing. But, like, when you put the gravy on the turkey, you don't notice that it's turkey, and that's why I think it took me so long to realize that turkey is bad.
I have to say, Dubuque and Carm, like Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, I miss their Thanksgiving stuff.
The turkey is okay, actually. I like the turkey there because it's like super moist.
Yeah.
My mom made
turkey's dry.
So dry.
Mm. We've never tried to do turkey ourselves. We always get it from like Wegmans or Boston Market.
Oh, Wegmans.
So you would, last year we did, or like a couple years ago we did Wegmans, but this year we did Boston Market.
My mom always makes it. But she made a chicken. Made chicken.
Okay.
She got it deboned.
Wow.
So they took out the whole breastbone of it.
Right.
And
so it's just like a big slab of chicken.
Yes, but it has like, but it's whole.
Oh. So you can stuff the chicken.
So it's not like, and then you stuff it and you
bones.
Like puff it back up.
Ooh.
With, I know it's a little gross.
Ooh.
A blit. with rice and raisins and like what? This like
raisins and rice is an underrated combination.
That's true. It's like almost like a Middle Eastern Mediterranean kind of rice thing.
Yeah.
And oh my god, it was so delicious.
Wow.
And then like I'll show you a picture, but the chicken like had this delicious like she put like soy sauce, honey, stuff on the outside.
Oh my god! Shout out to Michelle.
Shout out
I'm
to
so
Michelle.
I'm so proud of her.
She was amazing.
I have to say that my mom's okay. My mom is maybe listening right now.
Hello.
Even if you weren't listening, I would still be saying how good your chicken was. So, it was really good this time.
It was really good.
Yeah.
What
her
kind
chicken's
of chicken?
Always it's just like curry, like well made, like chicken.
Amazing.
Like, well spiced.
Yes. But it's not a whole chicken? Is it a whole chicken?
No, it's like pieces.
It's pieces.
Like she gets the chicken breast and like cuts it up.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, it was like, it was exceptional this
time.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. And
that's a lot. That's like a lot coming from you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never heard you talk about food in that way.
Food is, yeah.
Because it's like, you have like a palate.
A palate.
A really sophisticated palate.
I don't know. I think my palate is just selective more than sophisticated so that I like don't care about most things.
Okay.
When it comes to food, but I care about some things a lot.
I would still say
thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to mom.
Got my sophisticated palate from my mom.
Oh my god. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like there's nowhere else it could have come from.
Which Demi song do you want to play?
Well, we could play Échame la culpa, or we could play like.
How do you spell that?
O E C H.
Oh, I found it. It was the first one that came up.
Of course, it's
okay.
Like the number one song of the year.
Wait, what? Since when?
Since Despacito.
Oh, wow. I really missed that.
They're going to win the Grammy, I guarantee.
Wow. Oh, we can talk more about the Grammy noms later.
Yes. Oh, we should.
We should.
Oh, we should.
We should.
Because it's also like, yes.
Yeah. It's very current, and we love to be current.
Hey, Fonzie. Oh, no. ¿Qué pasa de mí? Hey, yeah. Ay. Tengo en esta historia algo que confesar. Ya entendí muy bien qué fue lo que pasó. Y aunque duela tanto, tengo que aceptar que tú no eres la mala, que el malo soy yo.
No me conociste nunca de verdad. Ya se fue la magia que te enamoró. Y es que no quisiera estar en tu lugar, porque tu error solo fue conocerme.
No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo.
Soy yo.
No te quiero hacer sufrir, es mejor olvidar y dejarlo así.
Así, échame la culpa.
No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo.
I don't really, really wanna fake it no more. Play me like the Beatles, baby.
lost my heart. That you thought you ever had it, no, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single, ain't worried about a ring on my finger, so you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum bum be dum be dum bum be. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
Come back.
Ring, ring, hello. Welcome to Photomancers Anonymous. This is DJ Paprika. Who is this?
This is Parker.
Hi, Parker.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up? You're on the air.
Just so you know. Yeah, you're being broadcasted to millions of people.
That's amazing. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, we better hear some more enthusiasm.
I'm so pumped right now.
Oh my God. So, what'd you say?
Hi.
Oh, Gabby. It's Gabby.
Oh, hi, Gabby. So it's Parker and Gabby. Why did you lie?
We were just being tricksters.
Oh, wow. My God.
Well, people love to trick us here when they call in. Everyone's like, guess who it is? Oh, my God.
We get very nervous about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So we have a song request.
Oh, good.
What
request
is it?
Request away.
We would love to hear Sleep Talking by Charlotte Lawrence.
I've never heard of this person. Who's the artist?
God. It's a great new jam that a good friend showed me.
Charlotte whom?
Charlotte Lawrence.
Okay, I will find that.
Okay, before you go, you both need to answer us one question.
Answer us a question.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
What is... I thought I have no idea
what's going to happen now.
I thought it would just come to me.
Is this like a trivia question? Is this like a...
No, it's... I want a personal question. What was your fave? What was your first album
that you
ever
bought,
had? That you ever had in life,
or that you had?
Like a CD?
Yes,
like a CD.
Like a CD.
No, like a record. What was the first record you bought?
We're not that. I'm born in 1996.
Yeah, so were we. It's okay. CDs.
Okay. What was the first CD that you ever were given or had or like bought?
I was given a Shania Twain album on CD when I was 6.
Parker, are you from the Midwest?
Yes, I'm from Minnesota.
Oh my God.
OMG, Minnesota.
New facts.
Country music.
Yes.
It is hidden love.
Yes.
Don't hide it.
Don't hide it.
You just revealed it, I guess. But.
American boy.
All American boy.
All American boy. That's
yes.
Parker.
Yeah, there is.
Queer country. Anyway, okay. And Gabby?
Mine was Hilary Duff's Metamorphosis album.
Wow.
That was mine, too. Yeah.
You know where I encountered that
yes.
album?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a dance to, like, Do the Math, that song.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it on your
I had a dance to Why Not.
Why Not?
And like I did multiple performances of that and with my cousin and we did went back and forth and the Why Not part was my part. So all I did was like say Why Not and then she could sing all the rest of the song.
Oh wow.
So just me saying Why Not.
I mean, like, you had the most important part.
I had the title role.
The title role, the leading role. Self-titled.
Oh, that's amazing. So what was you had a dance to what you said? Do the math.
Do the math song. What's it called?
The math song?
Do the math.
Oh, the
math.
Yeah. Mask?
Yeah.
Maps. Mask.
For like, if you can't do the math, then get out of the equation.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Hilary Duff.
So funny.
Our nation's first real poet.
Yeah. Poet laureate of the United States.
Poet laureate of 1996. Hilary Duff.
Truly, or whenever that came out. It was probably like
2001.
2002, maybe.
Okay, yeah. What was your story with Metamorphosis?
No, just that this girl would bring it to our after-school program like every day and put it on the boombox, and we would all have to listen to it, and then it really grew on me. And that song about the rain falling down
yes.
and washing away
wash
your
our dreams.
Dreams.
Let
really
it wash away
me.
A felony.
Wow.
I have no all the lyrics are incorrect in
yeah,
my head but
me too,
I know them
because
strongly.
I was like 8 and I was like what are words
yeah yes wow well thank you both so much
yeah.
for like gracing us with your presence.
Thanks for allowing us to talk over you after we asked you questions.
You're amazing. We love you both.
Oh my god,
we love you.
We love you,
Parker and Gabby.
Parker
coming
and
at us
Gabby.
From Danish Pastry House. Go see them, Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, they're holding open hours at DPH right now.
It's true. Until 5 p.m.
Until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So get over there. Oh, my God. What are you all doing?
Run. Don't walk. Okay. Goodbye, you two. So thank you so much.
Sleep Talking by Charlotte Lawrence.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Listen
night.
For your song. WMFO.com.
Tell me you love me, but I heard it before. Staying out till the morning, I can hear the door. Tell me you're different, but you're just like the rest. I can smell all the whiskey and the smoke on your breath. I don't think you know this, but you're so predictable. Texting her behind my back and acting like I don't, but I already know. Oh, yeah, I already know this. 'Cause you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, and you've been messing around on me. I thought I told you once before. Oh, I guess you wasn't listening. And I'll wait till the morning. Might just say you're sleeping. Won't give you a warning. Just know that I'm leaving. 'Cause you've been talking in your sleep. Say that you want me, that you want me back. Wanna talk me sober, no, I won't do that. Swear that you're different, but you're still like the rest. Don't wanna talk it over, no. I don't think you know this, but you're so predictable. Texting her behind my back and acting like I don't, but I already know. You've been talking in your sleep. Oh, and you've been messing around on me. I thought I told you once before. Oh, I guess you wasn't listening. And I'll wait till the morning. Might just say you're sleeping. Won't give you a warning. Just know that I'm leaving. 'Cause you've been talking. You're so predictable. Texting girls behind my back and acting like you don't, but I already know. Oh, yeah, I already know. 'Cause you've been talking in your sleep.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, DJ Paprika.
Hi. Who's this?
Guess.
Oh, it's my mom.
Hello.
This is so funny. Thanks for calling in.
So punctual.
Actually, early. Even early. Yeah, just a little bit early, but it's okay.
We're so happy.
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah.
Were you listening?
I can hear you both. Yeah, I've been listening. It's so awesome. Your radio show is, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Thanks. Oh, I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah. And thanks for the shout out for me. I mean,
of course. Nice. It came about naturally. We were just talking about right. chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. About Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to request a song.
Okay.
Recently my instructor in Zumba class played this as a winding down end of the, you know, session song. I really liked it.
Yeah. I know, because you texted me about it.
Yeah, Save the Last Dance for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's like an old, it's like a classic. It's by this group called, hold on. I'll use the powers of...
actually, and it said the Drifters.
Yeah, the Drifters.
It's sung by many different artists, actually.
It's like one of those classic songs right. that everyone covers, yes. But this is like the original.
But you like it the best by the Drifters.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a great request.
Yeah. Wait, where are you right now?
I'm in the same place.
Wait, but you have to tell our audience because they don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but right now you're in New Jersey.
Yeah, right now I'm in New Jersey, but I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
No, yeah, I just wanted you to say that you're like...
geographically, yes, I'm located in northern Jersey right now.
You're at your sister's house, my aunt.
Yeah.
Like house-sitting, essentially.
House. Yep.
Yeah. How is that going?
It's going good, you know, my sister has two kids and... they're not very young, so I don't have to care for them much,
right.
but I just have to be around until she's back from right. abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. And actually, I thought my niece will be present at today's
show. Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on Thursday, she has this cheer practice until 5.
She's She'll a cheerleader.
Come home by 5:30.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
But I'm a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it
that
happens
makes
to be on Thursdays at the same time as your radio show. So
yeah,
be here.
That's okay. I'll play a song that I think she'll like anyways. So
oh, nice.
Maybe
oh,
okay. you know you can listen to these after too. Like if you go on to the archive.
Yeah, I remember you showed me how to. Yeah.
So maybe you could both listen to it later. That would be fun. Or you could hear yourself talk.
Sure, we will. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna play the song. You said you found it in your Zumba class, right?
Yes, yeah, I first heard it in my Zumba class. I mean, it's not the first song, you know, at the end we slow down.
It's the cool down song.
It's like, so that is...
Yeah.
Do you have the dances, like, memorized?
Yes, some steps, yes. If the old ones, you know, sometimes my instructor comes up with a new song and a new choreography.
Right.
That time, I don't know they are new, but the old ones, usually I do remember.
Yeah, when I did Zumba, I did it for like 2 weeks and I memorized the song so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun because I feel like a real life dancer.
Yeah, then you feel like you're actually dancing. Yeah. I went to Zumba
when
twice with my mom.
I listen to the same song elsewhere, you know, I kind of move it.
You're like a pro, then you're like a pro.
Then you know how to dance to a song. Like if it comes on anywhere, you'll know how to dance to it.
Yes.
You'll be prepared.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, yeah, that is fun. I didn't do that yet, but probably.
Just breaking the dance.
Sometime. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, this was so nice of you to call. I'm really happy.
No, it's my pleasure. And actually, I enjoyed listening to you both talk.
Yay. Well, you'll hear more of it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play this song now. Bye.
Okay,
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for calling. It's so good to hear you.
Yeah, nice to hear you too.
Bye-bye.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home. You're gonna be so darling. Save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on dance. Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you can
he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Moses Sumney with Worth It.
Oh, amazing.
Really
dreamlike.
Dreamlike. And just like magnificent. Oh my gosh.
Magnificent.
Before that was, well, we, you know what it is. It was The Drifters, my mom's request. That was so nice.
It was so good to hear your mom.
I know. That was, yeah.
Her voice.
Yeah, that was special. Thoughts.
She loves you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
And also, for Priyanka's mom who was listening, Priyanka was, her eyes were like shining. And she was smiling bigger than I ever saw her smile. Stop. The moment she heard your voice.
This is too pure. Read the PSA.
Okay. Well, okay. With that, I will begin the PSA. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths.
What?
So it's important to follow the manufacturer safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you so much.
Space heaters are not a time to not read those instructions, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely.
And if you get one, make sure to get one that, like, shuts off when it tips over.
Oh, yeah. Read the Amazon reviews is what we're trying to say. Yes. Because they will tell you everything you need to know.
Well, I mean, if someone...
Sometimes more than you need to know.
That's true, too. But if a fire happened and someone, you know, something bad happened, then you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to review it.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what
sad.
I said.
No.
It's sad. It's morbid.
It's morbid.
It was morbid what I
That's
said.
That's really bad, but, you know, just be careful and heed our PSAs because they're all good.
Yes. Okay, DJ Paprika.
Yeah.
What was your first album?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. You know, I was thinking about, because I obviously wasn't old enough to, like, buy my own things.
Right.
So, like, the first album that I received, I have a very vivid memory of owning the NSYNC CD and like really loving it. This is when I was really little and like really just enjoying it. I remember one day my dad came home with 3 CDs. I think one of them was NSYNC, maybe. The other one was Britney Spears and the other one was Christina Aguilera.
Oh my God, your dad is amazing.
Yeah.
What music taste? He really started.
He just was like wanted to be hip with the times, I think, and like expose us to what was going on in the music world.
That was the hippity hoppityest.
Yeah.
Hippity hoppityest.
So I was really into those 3 CDs. And if you were listening last week, you know that I had a Britney Spears backpack in first grade when we played 2 Truths and a Lie. Actually,
two weeks ago.
So that like is all part of my origin story. Like the CD, the backpack, Britney, my sister's Walkman, like
yes,
all of it.
I had one of those.
Yeah.
Another album that was like one of my first was Josh Groban's album.
That's
Closer.
Very you. Yeah.
I still listen to it when I'm in a really bad place.
No.
Or like just like needing a pick me up.
Yeah.
I'll still listen to that album.
Josh
just to
Groban.
Like get me by.
Yeah.
So if Josh Groban, if you're listening, just know that you really impacted my 7-year-old self.
That's really sweet. I hope he is listening.
I hope he's
one of those 14 people that are being logged on Shoutcast right now. I think there's more of you, though. I have a feeling that this system does not log all of you because I feel like there's more people listening.
Like a million.
Like a million. Wow, a lot of pressure.
Check this. Your baby mom's got 10 kids. Techless, make a bigger impact than Brexit. Flows too much, expensive. You'll get a jab, no tetanus. Put them in a place that's Tetris. I beg you, talk to your brethren. Who do you think you are? I'm a bad gal from the island. You know how to post tweets, but don't know how to flush the toilet. You went half smelly, my bars touched the kids like. Whoa. So bow down, damn it. You're fake. Bow wow challenge. If your beard don't connect, then neither will we. So please don't get no wild thoughts, cause you're not Riri. Look, Kylie, you weren't that colour. Stop. I made her burn like Usher.
What?
Forgot to turn that cooker off. I be the girl, them sugar. I be the man, them sugar. You need to calm down, fella. I make you hot, Mayweather. Punchlines will knock you out, McGregor. Side note bar. Your girlfriend looks like Sideshow Bob. And this might sound harsh, but you ain't wavy, your eyebrows are filled. get a girl then. Nobody can tell me nothing, no, 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 no way. No way. Nobody can tell me nothing, no, 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 no way. No way. You need to just spray your armpits, just stinking up the place. What a disgrace. I hit them up like, bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? I said, who do you think you are? You'll get roasted, peanuts.
Yep.
Married to the game, no prenup. They're press, screenshot. Just keep your voice low, T-box.
Shush.
Bare mouth, beatbox. You're such a jaw, sweet shot.
Yeah.
Grab that guitar and she run. I wish a gal would no cheater. Certain gal only clean their house when a man is coming around.
Facts.
Holding money in your peaches, but you can't give your mom £10.
Facts.
Don't start with me, it won't end well.
Nah.
Who stood up when Gren fell?
Who?
Where's all the money we raised then?
Where?
Teresa May is a waste man.
Just.
No lie, no lie, no lie, you know.
No lie, no lie.
Please don't take no shots at me, we need more gun control.
We need to control.
I'm the queen, you know that's facts. Don't take care of an old postman pat. Been a good year, but I'm so damn bad. Trust me, swear down, I ain't no Roman shot. But the boss goes grrrr. Clap, 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 clap. They will get twin like a tap, 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 tap. I make the place go brap, brap, brap. Yes, she did that. Hairline gone, wig snatched. They don't want it with Leisha.
Nah.
I spin a man on FIFA. Nobody can tell me nothing, no, 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 no way.
No way.
Nobody can tell me nothing, no, 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 no way.
No way.
You need to just spray your armpits, just stinking up the place. What a disgrace.
Ew.
I hit them up like, bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Bruh, who do you think you are? I said, who do you think you are?
Quiz feet.
Hey mom, I met a boy, he plays guitar. He likes Quentin Tarantino and really sad songs. Anxious, he attacks when he wakes up in the morning. I'm boring, 'cause I come from a cluster of super bright stars, and probably to him it feels scary to reach that far. But down on Earth explore galaxies. Hey mom, I met a boy, he's super sad, but I think that I love him, is that bad? Anxiety attacks when I wake up in the morning. Love just torment, but they say life has a silver lining, and I say I will find it my way, 'cause down on earth I feel when love is here, and then it's none. like torment. On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking it's so comforting quiet. You read so softly over my head. It's late, but I'm maintaining interest in the things that you say. I could listen to you speak all day. In the silence, dripping wet with kisses running down my lips, could be just a good friend. Who knows at this point anyway? There's just something about the way you surrender your eyes without this barrier of bodies. We'd already be inside. Like two children at first glance, we're building castles in the sand. It is so delicately dreamt of, this immediate intimacy. On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking I'm not dreaming. Of me, I've got a feeling buried deep down, and who knows what it means to have a feeling buried so deep down. But I've never felt quite so open for love. I've never felt quite so open before, and maybe my imagination runs away with me.
This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Angel Olsen with California from the new album Phases, which just came out, and it flew completely under my radar, which is surprising because I love her, and it came out like 2 weeks ago. But my friend Emmett reminded me that it exists today and showed me that song, and it's so good. And
that's awesome.
She's coming to Boston Monday night.
Are you going?
Yes. I just bought the ticket today, which is why I didn't tell you.
DJ Pep, are you going with someone?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so, but like,
it's okay. Nice to know I'm a part of your life.
Great. I'm glad that we can communicate with each other.
I'm trying to find a game for us to play in the last couple of minutes, but...
Like, we played Would You Rather, or no, we didn't. We're not going to play Would You Rather. Actually, we could.
We
played Truth or Lie. What is that game called?
Two Truths and a Lie.
Truth, Tooth, True teeth and a lie. And that was 2 weeks ago, and that was so fun because also people called in. Our coworkers at the Women's Center called in, and it was so good.
Our coworkers.
Yes, we have jobs. What about it? Did you find any games?
No, I just searched games, and Candy Crush came up.
Oh,
which is so weird.
It's like we don't exist in real life
anymore. Temple Run is the first
thing
that comes up.
They're all iPhone games. Temple Run's from like 2006.
Games in person.
Real life games.
Oh my God.
Reality games.
22 player games to play with your husband.
That's oh what came God. Up.
Wait, yes.
That's
and
scary.
The name of this website is To Love, Honor, and Vacuum.
Is that like a lifestyle blog?
Yes.
Oh my God. To Can love, you bookmark that? I want to read it later.
To Love, Honor, and Vacuum.
To Love, Honor, and Vacuum.
I feel like we're giving this community some like publicity right now, and I don't know if
we don't necessarily endorse it.
No,
mentions on the show do not equal endorsements. We don't know what this is, but if you have a husband, maybe you can play these games with him. Maybe I can play this song by Stars, and then
I'm just gonna read a little bit more
maybe
of this,
we're not,
and then
yeah.
you can play that, and then
we'll be done because we have 5 minutes left. Yeah,
exactly. So to lovehonorandvacuum.com, in their menu it says marriage.
Mm-hmm. These are like the different categories.
That the things that they deal with. So with marriage, okay, obviously preparing for marriage, solving conflict, husbands and dads.
Why are those in the same category?
Financial management.
Husband.
Divorce, abuse.
Oh my God.
9 thoughts that can change your marriage.
This is why. Okay, can we talk about how husbands and dads are the same category? I didn't think those two things overlapped that much.
They're just one thing together. It just says husbands and dads.
Husbands and dads.
So then the next category is sex. And then we have fun in bed. The good girl's guide to great sex.
No. Is this like a magazine? Like, what is this? Or is it a lifestyle?
It's a website. The best one that I like
the
most.
Wait, so what are these games?
Okay, but wait.
The one that I like the most. Okay.
Is the category faith.
Faith.
And under faith, there's Bible, grace, healing, peace. Yeah. And how big is your umbrella?
That's got to be a metaphor, right?
I'm assuming
like your umbrella is like God's love or something. Like how big is it?
The things we yell at God when life's tough and what God whispers back.
God whispers. Wow, I feel like I could really learn from this website.
So that's all I needed to
what
say.
What is it? Life,
that.
Love, and vacuuming?
Something.
Live,
I
laugh,
just deleted
vacuum.
It. I lost it.
Oh, good. Goodbye.
Forever.
So we'll never know what 20 games you can play with your husband. 20 games for two.
For two.
I'm going to play a song by Stars that has really been carrying me through these past couple weeks. It's called Elevator Love Letter, and it makes me feel like safe and warm.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so maybe we can both feel that because it is cold out today.
It's cold outside.
And it's going to be for months. I should probably get used to it.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You've lived in the cold for a